Wisconsin has such a rich tradition of farming, raising crops and animals. And, you know, we've done a great job over the years, our farmers have, but it's a dangerous occupation. And many farmers are injured or disabled each and every year. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Got a program out there. It's called the AgriAbility Program, and it supports disabled Wisconsin farmers and provides a variety of services and resources. And Vicki Janisch is the outreach specialist with AgriAbility of Wisconsin with us to spend some time and talk about the program and what's going on. And Vicki, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know that there are people listening who have been disabled and who farmed and are disabled. Maybe you've connected with resources that are available. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you have some questions. If you are or have been disabled, what was the impact on your livelihood maybe? We can hear about that too. What would help you work to your potential? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And you can post a question or a comment there. Vicki Janisch, let's talk about farming in general first. How dangerous is a career in farming?
It is a very dangerous occupation. Just like every job task and things, there are risks involved. And the farmers here in Wisconsin and across the country have a dangerous occupation.
How many people are permanently disabled each year as a result of a farm accident?
The numbers have been very varied throughout the state, and different resources will give you different numbers. In terms of here in Wisconsin, AgriAbility has served over 440 clients here, and that was just recently in 2012-2013.
Okay. And the most common kinds of injuries and disabilities?
Seeing a lot of chronic pain, such as arthritis, back pain, joint injuries back injuries. We're seeing a lot of not so much ag-related. We're seeing a significant, more than half of our clients report chronic pain or chronic illnesses or incidents non-related to anything as more than 50%. And then roughly about 20% is related to agriculture, whether that be using falls or animals or in terms of vehicle incidences.
Yeah. Well, my uncle, Bob Nelson, lost both his arms in a corn picker. That was many, many years ago. And unfortunately, well, he went on to farm for 30 years and was a wonderful guy and used hooks. But he, at the time that it happened to him, he did not have the resources of something like AgriAbility. He had a loving and supportive family and that kind of, and some good services in the community. But certainly the range of assistance now that you have available through AgriAbility, he would have been able to use, I think, as obviously many other people have, hundreds of people have. And let's talk about the range of assistance that people can receive.
AgriAbility is made up of a partnership between UW Extension and Easter Seals of Wisconsin. So we provide resources, networking opportunities, and direct assistance to farmers here in Wisconsin, connecting them anywhere from health insurance information, low-cost loans, and some of the financial grant programs available to individuals, not just in agriculture, but anyone that has a disability and wants to be employed or retain employment. And one of those programs that is available to farmers and anyone with a disability or a limitation that affects their ability to do their job is the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. And that is a program that has been really great for individuals and applying for their services to receive assistive technology and things like that. AgriAbility does not have the opportunity to purchase accommodations or equipment for farmers with disabilities, but we do direct them in the right direction in terms of what they're looking at.
Yeah, and what they're going to need and where to go and what's the place, where are you going to get your help?
Right. Our program is not a cookie cutter program. It's specifically tailored to each individual, and they work on a one-on-one basis with our specialists from the Farm Center at Easter Seals to talk about what the next steps are going to be and how we're going to get them to a successful closure.
Yeah. I keep thinking, I think about farmers, and they're often the last people that want to go ask for help. And I imagine you run into a little of that.
I think the hardest part, especially with this program, is to get them to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Yeah.
To acknowledge that they do need help. And farmers here in Wisconsin are very proud of what they do. They're very passionate about the occupation that they have. And sometimes they're a little reluctant to ask for that help. And I have a wonderful opportunity to make a connection with them. With my background in agriculture and our farm team's background in agriculture, we have an opportunity to make a connection and break down that barrier and hesitation for individuals. And a lot of the farmers I talk to, they say the hardest part was making the phone call.
Yeah.
And then they say 4 or 5 years later, should have done this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
we
usually say the hardest part is getting it started.
Chris and Trempolo, thanks a lot for calling. Hi.
Hi, good morning, folks.
Morning.
Wanted to bring up another point as far as not just agriculture itself, but the support structure around it. I work as a farm tire service guy, and I can tell you that it's not just dangerous being a farmer, that's for sure. I've almost had a tractor fall on me a couple of times in the last couple of years. And, yeah, it gets a little hairy sometimes, especially when you get in the side hills.
Absolutely. Are folks in Chris's position, somebody who's working in support of agriculture, would they might qualify for at least to get some help?
We definitely work with individuals if they, there's two qualifications to be in AgriBility, our program. One is that they're in production agriculture. USDA defines that as making $1,000 or would like to make $1,000 or more in income a year, and who has a disability or a limitation that's their affecting their ability to do their job. We do have cases like this where we're talking to them about what resources are available, and we work with them. Not necessarily would be a perfect fit, but we definitely provide resources and get the get them connected with the resources that they need.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have Lonnie Holthaus is a dairy farmer from Iowa County, and used AgriBility services and joining us by phone. And I actually want to see if I can get Lonnie out. Lonnie, hi. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Really, really appreciate you taking some time. Maybe first you could tell us how you were injured.
Actually, I wasn't injured. Oh, by the way, I'm in Grant County, not Iowa County.
So oh, sorry.
My Grant County people happy. I actually wasn't injured. I woke up one morning with a disorder called Guillain-Barré, which is a nerve disorder.
Yes.
And I was totally paralyzed for, I think, about 2 months, and I was in a wheelchair for about 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. So obviously that had a huge impact on your work as a farmer.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, when you reach that point, you're kind of thinking your life is over with, and you... what you like to do and what you love to do is pretty much out of the picture. But someone introduced me, and again, I recovered. I still have a balancing issue, and I still have a cold weather issue where I can't feel cold as well. But somebody referred me to Easter Seals, and again, I didn't think I was handicapped. But and I think a lot of farmers out there don't think they're handicapped. You know, well, I got a bad knee, or I got a bad hip, or I got this, but They just kind of accept it and deal with it. And Easter Seals, when I first heard about it, it's like, well, you know, it's a handout, you know, and I don't want a handout. But Bruce Whitmore, who was my guy at that time, told me, he says, you know, don't consider this a handout. We want you to work. We don't want you on disability.
Yeah.
And when he explained that to me, then it's like, yeah, I'll take the help because I don't want to be on disability either.
That was a great way to put it. I wasn't it, Vicki?
Lonnie definitely gets right to the point when it comes to explaining things and really talking about his experience and the program.
Yeah. Lonnie, how has AgriAbility been able to help you?
Well, I listened to you guys talking earlier. You know, Bruce Whitmore came out, and he pointed out things that would improve or make my life easier, stuff that I wouldn't even have thought of. You know, I mean, we have the place where we have our baby calves, you have to go down about 10 steps to get down to the basement barn. You know, and I had a heck of a time getting down there. They put a lift in. I can sit in the seat. It takes me down to the barn. I jump in the wheelchair. I can go down and feed calves, do what I got to do. You know, I never even would have thought of that. And making doors easier to open because my hands don't work real well. We got a gator that we can get from point A to point B because I don't have real good balance.
Yeah.
I can walk, but I just don't have real good balance, and my right hand doesn't work real well. But again, I don't consider it to be a disability; it's more of an inconvenience. But Bruce made things. You know, he's seen things that he knew that I could help me that I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Well, without those services, for you, it would have been a lot tougher from the sound of it.
Yeah, I would have become a spectator instead of an actual doer, which would drive the average farmer nuts.
Yeah, I can believe that for sure. I know a lot of farmers, and a lot of them would be just as you say. So what would you say to other disabled farmers or farmers, you know, the people out there, the guy or the gal has got, I got a bad hip, or I got shoulders and my neck sore all the time, or worse.
Well, if you love what you're doing and you want to keep doing it, because, you know, we got to step back one step and realize that if we have a farmer out there that's doing the job, creating an income, he's also creating income for other people. I mean, you know, this dairy, we talked one day, we're probably supplying $1 million worth of money out to the community.
Yeah.
So you're just not helping the dairy farmer or whatever farmer you're dealing with. You're just not helping him. You're also boosting the economy of the area to keep him operating.
Yeah.
We don't need farmers, you know, who want to be farming, who want to work, not being able to.
Yeah.
So if you got a bad hip and Easter Seals can step in and keep you operating or keep you farming and enjoy life a little bit, you know, to the point, because everybody, we do this because we love it. We don't do it just for the money, because some days you're wondering why you're doing it. It's just for the money.
Yeah.
But you're also supplying the economy with money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're better placed, you know. Basically what Easter Seals is doing is investing in you to keep doing what you like to do.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. And Lonnie, it sounds like you are right where you need to be.
I love what the organization's done for me and for other people, what other organization do you have that can help you do a better job of what you're doing? And they're looking for people. I mean, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah. Lonnie, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
Well, as much as they've helped us, I told Vicki, anytime you need anything, because they've really been a real shot in the arm for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Lonnie. Lonnie Holdhouse, a dairy farmer from Grant County, who has used AgriAbility services, joining us by phone there. Boy, that was pretty inspiring to me, Vicki.
When I met Lonnie for the first time, I was pretty awestruck about his story and his ability to go back and farm. Since then, they've expanded the operation and really have grown the farm into his dream. And that's always been something that he's been very passionate about. From the very first handshake, I knew that this was where he wanted to be, and he was excited to share his story and let me be part of his life.
Oh.
So it's been really fun for me and the position that I've had the opportunity to be part of.
I want to talk with you about some of your other clients, but also would like to hear from you as you listen in to our conversation here with Vicki Janish. What questions might you have? Have you had an experience with AgriAbility, or Do you have a relative who you think might, or a friend who you think might benefit from it? Maybe you've got some questions about resources that are available. Certainly, Vicki can give you some pretty solid advice right off the bat here at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us as well. The email address is talk@WPR.org. It's talk@WPR.org. Or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Actually, if you go to the page, we've got a link to the AgriAbility of Wisconsin site, which will put you right there to where you need to go to get some great information. I'm Larry Mueller. My guest today, Vicki Janish, Outreach Specialist with AgriAbility of Wisconsin. It's a cooperative partnership between the UW Extension and Easter Seals of Wisconsin. When you call, Judith Sears-Poisson, our wonderful producer, will answer the phone and get you on the air. Here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking today with our guest, Vicki Janish, Outreach Specialist with AgriAbility of Wisconsin, a cooperative partnership between UW Extension and Easter Seals of Wisconsin. There are some great resources for disabled Wisconsin farmers out there through this program, and I really hope that I hope that their phone lines are hot and heavy after this show is over, with people calling and saying, you know, maybe I could, I need a little help. Can you give us a hand? And by the way, what is that phone number?
Is 608-262-9336. You can call us between the hours of 8 and 4 every day. And if for whatever reason we're on the other line or in a meeting, just leave us a voicemail. We're very flexible in terms of if you're busy between those hours, we call you earlier or later during the day. Definitely want to get connected and get you the resources that you need.
So that number is 608-262-9336.
Correct.
608-262-9336. I think we've got that up on my Facebook page, too. So, and also, and you can go online. But it's better, probably better to talk by phone first. Usually works better.
It works great to talk by phone, to call us, ask us questions. You know, there's no such thing as a dumb question, just the ones that aren't asked. So we encourage people to call us. We get the process started all over the phone. We ask a series of questions, do the intake via phone, and then from there we get them connected with our rural rehabilitation specialists through our partnership at Easter Seals. And Paul Lunteet and TLM Becker both work with individuals over the phone to figure out resources and what the next steps are going to be. Mm-hmm. And then some of the other individuals, Bruce Whitmore and Jeff Crowdwell, they go out to the farm and do assessment work. So we have a great group of people, Richard Straub and Paul Leverance. And so there's about seven of us that keep the program running. But our office is the first point of contact.
Diane and Eau Claire, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello. What a great program.
Thank you.
I am calling because I have one of them proud, prideful husbands that has just numerous things gone wrong with him. I didn't even talk about this one when I was talking to Judith, but about 5 years ago he had just through aches and pains and wear on the body. He's 61 years old. He had a baker's fist and a torn muscle in the back of his leg. We got that repaired. Now, in 2 years ago, he tore his rotator cuff on his left arm and wouldn't have the surgery because, of course, we have a very high deductible surgery. So he let that go, and now he has only limited ability with that arm. After that, in September of last year, we sold the dairy cattle because he could no longer milk. And I worked out full time, and I always have. So that was, we needed my income. And now 3 months ago, it will be 3 months, he tore his right rotator cuff when he was on the four-wheeler chasing our beef herd that we bought when we got out of the dairy because he wants animals. And now he's scheduled to go in for that surgery the 3rd or something of November, I believe it is. And I guess I'm just wondering what's out there to help keep the barn has already been stripped of the metal. He's not going back into farming, into milking, I should say. But he's got his feed. And I'm just wondering what kind of help is out there for the medical expenses that you incur with such a high, even with a high deductible. We're looking at, you know, $10,000 out of pocket. And then a whole year of recovery because he completely tore off the main tendon off the shoulder and has tears in the other two, and then the longitude tear also. So I guess I'm just wondering.
Where can you get some help? Yeah. Well, thanks very much for calling. And Vicki, let's talk about this.
There's a lot of different resources in terms of the healthcare world.
Side of things. Okay.
Side of things. And our specialists that we have our clients work with, they're very in tune with the resources available. Each situation is so tailored and depending on where they are in the state, depending on what their background is and things like that. So feel free to give me a call and I'll get you connected with one of our specialists and we can talk more about some of those insurance questions you may have, some of the other programs out there that could help you to deal with some of those burdens that you're going to be faced with, you know, before the surgery and after.
And now he would not necessarily have to call. She could.
Right. We work with the whole family in terms of creating our talking about resources and information. We do like it if we can talk directly to the individual that we're going to be enrolling for our services. We want to make sure they're on board and ready and willing to make some changes. So more than willing to talk with you, and I definitely would like to talk with him to make sure he's on board as well.
Mm-hmm. Annabelle, so that number again for her to call.
Oh, our telephone number is 608-262-9336.
Okay, so 608-262-9336. Or you can go online to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show if you didn't get it, and there you'll find it. Annabelle in Fort Atkinson, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I don't have any experience with the agri part of what you're talking about, but I was very interested in hearing the comments of the farmer who said he had had a great deal of help from Easter Seals.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put in a plug for making donations to Easter Seals. I'm not one who wants to have a garage sale or rummage sale or whatever you want to call it, but we all tend to have things that we don't use anymore but are useful. And I have found that Easter Seals as an organization is very helpful because they generally will come once a month. They will let you know when a truck will be in the area. So you don't really have to take something from your house to another place. And they pick up, as I'm looking at the card, and it says gently used clothing and household items. And if there are larger items, you know, they have a separate truck that will come for that. But I think that would be a very good thing for somebody to do. And if you want to claim it for income tax purposes, there's a part on the card that you can fill out what you've donated, and people can use it for that way as well.
Good points. And certainly, Vicki, you're very supportive of Easter Seals.
Right. This partnership between UW Extension and Easter Seals started back in 1991. Before that, the Easter Seals program had been serving or working with the agricultural population. Since the start of the at 1991, when AgriBility came about here in Wisconsin 22 years ago, we've kept that very strong partnership with Easter Seals, and it's been a great resource for us. I have a great deal of agricultural background, but some of the disability and limitation side of things, it was a really eye-opener for me and the work that I'm doing.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
If anybody wants to make a contact with Easter Seals organization, there's an 800 number that I can give you.
Sure, go ahead.
It's 1-877-208-5109.
Okay, 1-877-208-5109. 5109. Thanks, Annabelle. Appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
You may have a question or comment or an experience to share as we talk about resources available for disabled Wisconsin farmers with our guest, Vicki Janisch. I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. You could also email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question or a comment there. Just to let you know, I forgot to mention this earlier, but we're going to be talking about strokes a little bit later on. I'm about 15 minutes or so. And something called Stroke Camp. So I hope you'll stay tuned at that. It's a wonderful new resource for stroke survivors and their loved ones called Stroke Camp. Right now, though, visiting about the resources available for disabled Wisconsin farmers. Tom and Madison up next. Tom, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. It's great to be on your show. I never have been before, I don't think. But I used to be the administrator for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation for the state of Wisconsin. And so I know that the backstory of a lot of this is the federal-state program of vocational rehabilitation where, at least when I was administrator, $60 million came into Wisconsin. It was a $60 million budget, 80-20, coming from the feds. And since we rarely hear anything nice about federal or state government regarding these things, I wanted to be sure that they got recognized as, you know, as such a critical piece of this program. They do a lot of the funding of the actual hardware to help people stay in jobs, not only in farming, but, you know, across the spectrum of work in the state of Wisconsin, but they are also a big contributor to people with whatever resources they need to continue to farm and to do jobs in farming. And I thought they should at least get a mention.
You know what, Tom? Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Vicki, a comment from you?
We greatly appreciate this partnership that we've developed with DVR, the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, working with those counselors. They don't just serve the agricultural population. They serve anyone with a disability or limitation who wants to maintain or retain employment. And they're just awe-inspiring in what they're doing and the resources that they're providing, not just to the farmers, but anyone with a disability is great. The impact that they have on our farmers and the resources that they've put forth pays for itself tenfold. We've been seeing great numbers come from the resources that DVR is providing, and the farmers are able to stay farming and doing what they love. They have a great success rate in terms of closures, and the farmers are continuing to farm 5-plus years, 5, 10, 15 years beyond the point of what they probably would be if they didn't receive services from them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tom, I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I often say that it's the best job I ever had from myself on down, but from myself on up, not so much.
Oh, man. Thanks again, Tom. Appreciate it very much. We have our guest today, Vicki Janisch, as we talk with her about the resources available for Wisconsin farmers. A great call there. And you could join in, too. Maybe you've got a question, a comment, or an experience to share at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Again, 1-800-642-1234. Had a caller from Delavan who's heard that these red donation boxes out there where you can drop off clothing and other used items to go to support disabled farmers. Are you familiar with that?
It does. I don't exactly know the full process behind that. Definitely contact your Easter Seals office or call their 1-800 number and ask them if that directly impacts the farmers or not. I know that it goes directly to Easter Seals and the work that they're doing, not just with the Easter Seals Farm Program, but also they do a lot of camps and a lot of great work with youth and self-employment. They cover a wide variety of working with individuals with disabilities and limitations. And the money that the drop boxes that you guys see around town those donations do get back to Easter Seals in terms of dollars and resources that they can provide then to the community and the state as a whole.
You know, it was really great hearing from Lonnie Oldhouse earlier, and you have some other stories. I'd love to hear about some of your other clients that you've worked with, Vicki.
I've had the opportunity to work with farmers here in Wisconsin through the AgriBility Project for over 2 years. So I can't use the excuse I'm new anymore. But I've had an opportunity to travel the state, meet farmers, learn their stories, and have the opportunity to share those stories as well. I've met great people from the eastern point to the western mm-hmm. point, north and south. Individuals who have shared with me that they were transferring themselves out of a skid steer bucket into their tractors so they could, you know, who were wheelchair bound. Not the safest thing that I've ever thought of in my life.
Oh, man.
But when I spoke with him and I've been able to keep connections back and forth, he said, you know, I'm not disabled. I have the ability to do things differently. And through that, that really opened my eyes in terms of what he looks at in terms of an outlook at life. He did go through our services. They make chair lifts for individuals to transfer in and out of their wheelchair, push a button, raise them up, transfer themselves into the tractor seat. They get their livelihood and their freedom, the opportunity to just keep driving, which has been really something that gives me goosebumps usually when I think back to those experiences. And also talking, and I have the opportunity to share those stories. Our program is completely free and confidential. So when I talk about the individuals that we've served, I don't usually use names. Well, I never use names in that sense, but mm-hmm. Just sharing some of those experiences and sharing when I can, highlighting those relationships that we've made through the years. It's as simple as talking to an individual. The most common accommodations that we see farmers receive is extra steps on the tractor and handrails. That step that most people take for granted every day is a lot higher than what a step in your house would be. So we usually talk about changing things or repositioning things. Also, if you're on the hilly side of the western part of the state, uneven ground, a lot of hills, a lot of miles that farmers are walking in terms of their pastures and things. We're seeing a lot of utility vehicles to automatic takeoffs and dairy facilities to extra steps on the tractors and even track systems. So we're seeing a lot of things and also modifications, whether that be taking a regular stanchion barn and retrofitting it into a parlor or transitioning individuals from, you know, a traditional dairy farm to turning their farm into a beef farm. We cover mm-hmm. the gamut in terms of what they want to do.
How is AgriBility funded, by the way?
We're funded through the USDA. We're actually funded through a NEPA grant, and we are up for renewal again coming this next year. So we're going to have an opportunity to make some changes in the program that we're doing and putting in another grant and hopefully to be funded for the next 4 years again.
You know, this started back in 1991, AgriBility. Has it changed a lot over the years, or...?
You know, here in Wisconsin, we have changed things and modified, you know, the objectives of our grant. But number one is our clients. The farmers that we serve comes first and foremost. We've been more creative over the years in terms of how we're using our budget and what kind of things we're doing and what kind of resources are out there that we can put on programs and outreach activities for our clients. But making that connection, spending the time on the phone and spending the time at a farm show to talk with individuals is number one priority so that they know that we're out there, we're a resource available to them, and definitely making a connection so they feel comfortable talking to us.
Well, I like the fact that it is individualized. I mean, completely individualized. So, You know, you might have two farmers that live across the road from each other, but and both with different kinds of issues, or even sometimes with the same issues, they're going to get different treatment maybe different advice depending on a whole host of things.
Yeah, I usually tell individuals when they first enroll in the program, I said, now you could enroll and we'd have the exact same farmer with the exact same limitations in ag operation enroll, and the outcomes would be completely different. It's just based on the information that they're looking for, resources available, and what they're looking to get out of it. Our specialists have been great. They've been with the Easter Seals Farm Program for many years and partners with AgriBility. So we've got a great foundation that we've been building on for the last 22 years.
And I really want to give that phone number again, because I'm really hoping that if you're listening and you have a disability or you have a loved one, maybe it's a husband or wife or uncle or grandpa, give a call to the AgriBility program, because they can help you out. And it's not a handout. Not a handout, is it?
No, it's not.
It's a way to get you back on track. And so make that call. The number is 608-262-9336. Again, that's 608-262-9336. And I think it is better to call, at least that first time around. But there, you can also go online and go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and you'll see AgriBility of Wisconsin, the link there, and you can just go right to it.
Or you could send us an email at aaw@mailplus.wisc.edu, and we'd be happy to respond via email as well. Or if there's other accommodations that we need to make necessary, whether or not you're hearing impaired or visually impaired, we can accommodate for those things and make sure that there's resources available to make that happen.
You got a cool job, Vicki.
I love my job.
Yeah, it's a great, what a chance to be a benefit to so many people. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Vicki Janish is the outreach specialist with AgriBility of Wisconsin. It's a cooperative partnership between the University of Wisconsin Extension and Easter Seals. And, you can just imagine how important these resources are for disabled farmers. Coming up next, we're going to find out about another great resource. This time it's for stroke survivors and their loved ones. And that's coming up next. So I hope you'll stay tuned here right on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.